T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show coming to you live here. Well, coming up Saturday and Sunday, it is back. WrestleMania is here. And not only here, but it's going to have fans in attendance. Super excited for the event coming up. And, of course, you want to go to peacocktv.com, sign up for the WWE Network if you haven't switched over already. The event, of course, will be both Saturday and Sunday again this year. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Atlanta's Ford dealer. He will be putting up his Intercontinental Championship on Sunday versus Apollo Crews. We are joined by the champion. Big E is joining us. Follow him on Twitter at WWE Big E. Big E, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for spending a few minutes in Atlanta with us.
My pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
And by the way, we've had Drew McIntyre on multiple times on the show, and he is undefeated when he's been on the show. So I can't speak for everybody else, Big E, but coming on in Atlanta usually brings good luck to folks like yourself.
Beautiful. You got that good juju. I like it.
You know, I am part of our college football broadcast, Big E. Tell me a little bit about playing for Kirk Ferentz and your time at Iowa.
College football is my baby, so I can talk your ear off about college football for the next 2 hours if you want. But yeah, man, I was there from 04 to – I was on campus from 04 to 09, but I had a bunch of injuries. I tore both my ACLs, broke my right patella, tore my left pec all in 2.5 years. So actually my only year of playing on the field was I played the entire season 2006, my redshirt sophomore year. But then I broke my patella during bowl prep. We were actually preparing to play Texas in the Alamo Bowl that year, and that was it for me. So, yeah, it was I like to think of it as the best of times and the worst of times because college football for me was my dream. That was my first love, and getting to play Big Ten football, you know, I grew up in Florida, but, you know, those noon games, when I was a kid, those games would always be the Big Ten games, and – you know, so to play at Iowa, man, we got to play in that 1 year I was healthy. We played number one Ohio State, the big primetime game. They had game day was in town. It was huge, you know, and those big moments are moments that I'll never forget. We got to play at the Big House when Michigan was number two in the country, and we were only down a field goal going into halftime. Like, you know, I looped around on a pass rush against Jake Long. So it's really cool to look back and know you got to play against some of the best players in the country. Unfortunately, you know, I just had a bunch of injuries that didn't go my way, but, you know, I was there, like Coach Ferentz has been there since 99 and he's a guy who I've had a ton of respect for. And yeah, man, it was my dream getting to play there. Played under Coach Aiken, who was also the defensive line coach there at the time. Also, was the D-line coach for the Arizona Cardinals for a bit too. But yeah, man, I always think of Iowa as my second home. And, you know, guys who are like my brothers are, there were four of us who lived in a house together. And we were teammates. We took many of the same classes. Like those guys, we have a group chat. We talk every day. Rashad Dunn was one of my teammates. And, you know, we wake up in the morning at like 5 a.m. and play video games and talk and catch up on life. So as much as football didn't work out for me with all the injuries, like, I met a bunch of brothers that will be my brothers until I'm no longer on this earth. And that's what I love about football, that fraternity and that bond you have with guys that you met at 18 years old.
Big E, this is your second run with the Intercontinental title. Do you feel like you're more ready now to be a face of the company? And obviously, this is a famous belt that has been a real stepping stone for guys to, you know, eventually become the heavyweight champion. Do you feel like you're more ready now in this title run that, you know, the character and your in-ring work and everything has kind of come together now to be this guy?
Oh, for sure, man. My first Intercontinental Championship run was, I think this was 2013. We're talking about like almost 8 years ago. And I feel so much more comfortable in ring. You know, for me, I was still finding my footing, trying to like determine, who am I in the ring? How do I carry myself? Like, I'm trying to find that. And now, man, I feel so comfortable. And I don't want to say this arrogantly, but you know, in many ways, I feel like I can roll out of bed, and I'm ready to perform in front of a crowd and get them moving and cheering and laughing and invested. And I feel so much, that's what it is for me. And, I read Malcolm Gladwell has a book and he talks about, 10,000 hours. That's what it takes to become a master. And I'm not going to say by any means, I always feel like I have room to grow and to learn. But in many ways, I feel like if I haven't hit my 10,000 hours, I feel like I'm starting to get there. Just that comfort of having the reps over and over again, and there are certain things in the ring that I can't do, but I know my wheelhouse. I know what I'm good at. I know what I can do. I know what I'm trying to get across as a performer in the ring. And I really feel like now I'm ready. There are no doubts about it. Whereas I might have said the same thing to you in 2013, but, it might have been a little bit of false bravado of me trying to fake it until I make it. Now, I really honestly feel like I'm there as a performer. As, my promos, and back then, I was still finding my footing. And I look back and I cringe at a lot of that stuff because I wasn't comfortable with who I wanted to portray, with who I was trying to come across as. But now I'm very comfortable with who I am. And I think that really extends through my personal life and my career as well, is just being at ease with who I am. And I'm just really appreciative for all the growth personally and professionally. And I'm excited about my position where I am right now. And I'm appreciative too, because there's a lot of people who've clamored for me to do more for many years, who clamored for me to get more opportunities. And, this might be my only window. Like, if you drop the ball here, you might not get another shot at running with the Rock. So I want to make sure that I do my part, that I don't let people down, and that I bring it. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Big E, you mentioned, obviously, we're going to have fans at this event. Is it both kind of exciting but also nervous because it has been so long and just trying to get back into the feel of having a crowd and feeding off their energy?
Man, maybe I'll get more nervous when we get closer to the show, maybe the day of, but right now I'm just so excited, honestly, because I think there's this, for a lot of us, and I talk to a lot of, my colleagues and Kofi and Woods, and we all kind of, most of us feel the same, when you have that massive crowd and that massive stage, I guess there can be some pressure, but mostly I find it easier because it's almost like the crowd in some ways is carrying you. That energy that they give you, it makes your job so much easier. What's hard is when I look back to those FCW days and we'd have shows in front of 8-10 people, and when you can look around and you can hear individual conversations in the crowd and you're suddenly realizing that, man, I'm half naked right now and I'm just kind of wearing my underwear. Those are the times where, man, it's not easy to really get in that performer mode. But, man, when you have a full crowd, when you have people, tens of thousands of people clamoring for you, I'm just excited about it. So I'm looking forward to it. There's no nerves. Maybe there will be a little bit closer to Sunday, but I'm just hyped for it.
Well, coming up Sunday, he is going to put his Intercontinental Championship on the line versus Apollo Crews, part of the two-night extravaganza that is WrestleMania. You can find it on PeacockTV.com. Sign up there to get the WWE Network and watch it all live. Big E, join us on the WadeFord.com hotline. He's on Twitter at WWE Big E. Buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for spending a few minutes in Atlanta with us. Good luck on Sunday. Obviously, if you're talking to me, that means you're going to win. So good luck to you, and hopefully we can catch you down the road here.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
You got it. John Chuckery. We'll be back. Sports Radio, Net on the Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.